So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Compounding your interest with an economy of words, this is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Where it is Travel Tuesday, sponsored by Pre-Flight Airport Parking. With another potential government shutdown looming at the end of January, now might be the perfect time to squeeze in a trip before the airport chaos returns, making a New Year's getaway even more ideal. Let's now bring in Joe Brancatelli, editor and publisher of JoeSentMe.com. Joe, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us here on the Noon Business Hour. All right, so before we talk kind of destinations here, everyone's kind of fresh off. We saw the travel chaos as part of the government shutdown at airports. Is there a chance that we could have more travel troubles at the end of January?
Absolutely. The government right now is only 10% funded through the year, and the rest of the government, including the TSA and air traffic controllers, will run out of money again on January 30th. So we may go through all of this again. And Andy, this is the reality. TSA agents, air traffic controllers, they missed a bunch of paychecks. They will get the money back eventually. Some of them have already gotten some. So their finances won't be great by the end of January because Lord knows what they've had to do to make ends meet in the meantime. So it might get, if the government shuts down again, the airports might get worse in a hurry, much faster than the last time, which, you know, is already in the rearview mirror.
All right, so you got to think people are hearing that and thinking, all right, well, you know what, maybe I should get my travel in now, you know, before more issues, and maybe a perfect time for that is New Year's, you know, maybe getting somewhere warmer out of the Chicago area to kind of ring in the new year. Where do you go to for advice for those who are now maybe looking to squeeze in a last minute New Year's Eve trip?
Well, what's happened, Andy, over the many years is that every city has realized that there's money to be made if you can do tourist attractions on New Year's Eve. So just a perfect example, if you go to choosechicago.com, which is the site of the Chicago Tourism Board, they've got a big splashy thing about what you can do in Chicago for the New Year's, including this is the first ever time the Clark Show will be broadcast from Chicago. And, you know, they're talking about fireworks at the Navy Pier, et cetera, et cetera. Every city does that now. So if you want warm, you know, go to Miami, just Google New Year's Eve in Miami, if there'll be that, or Sao Paulo, or for that matter, Sydney, Australia, which is in the middle of the summer. Or if you really want to do it, you can go to Dubai and watch the fireworks at the Burj Khalifa, the tallest building in the world. You want more entertainment, there's Nashville. So basically any large city anywhere in the world has a New Year's party now because it's good for business.
And Joe, you know, you mentioned obviously there's a lot of variety there, and certainly, you know, no shortage of options if you do want to get out of the Chicago area. However, you know, before you know it, it'll be Thanksgiving, then you blink and it's Christmas. So, you know, the time is kind of starting to run out here. What's your advice for those who are maybe deciding they want to do this, but are fearing that maybe they're a little too late?
No, I don't think so. They'll certainly be able to get flights because flights are not that heavy, surprisingly, over the end of the year. But let me suggest this, Andy. Thanksgiving is the one time the family actually is guaranteed to be around the dinner table. It's the perfect thing to discuss. Do we want to do something for New Year's? So, you know, talk to the family, see what they want to do. What you'd have to accept is that you're going to be paying a lot more for hotel rooms or an Airbnb because obviously tourists are being driven to these towns, so there's no reason not to jack up the rates. So if you can handle the hotel rates, there will be rooms, either in a hotel or an Airbnb, but you will have to pay.
Yeah, definitely. Would rather talk travel at Thanksgiving maybe than politics at the table. Much more of a pleasant topic there. Great stuff. Thanks so much. That's Joe Brancatelli, editor, publisher of JoeSendMe.com. Join us this time tomorrow for Personal Finance Wednesday. And still to come, putting a new car in the driveway for Christmas.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.